Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District. Great guy, a Democrat in office since 1997. I wanted to ask you a question about the Supreme Court. The president says it's in the Constitution, it's his job, he's got to appoint somebody, he does, and a brilliant appointment, I suspect, that even the Republicans agree with because they voted for him unanimously as the chief judge down there in the circuit court, the right. D.C. Circuit Court. But now they're just putting their hands over their ears and going, yeah, we're not going to talk to him, we're not going to consider him, we're not going to do our part of the job. What could be on their mind? They're going to lose senators over this.
Well, I hope they do. They deserve to. This is just another example of their hatred toward this president. I mean, anything that Barack Obama proposes, even if it's their idea, they're opposed to. Now Judge Garland has more federal judicial experience than any other Supreme Court nominee in history. And I think you could argue that no one is more qualified to immediately serve on the Supreme Court. And as you pointed out, you had people, including a lot of Republicans like Orrin Hatch and others, who have praised him over the years for his contribution that's on the bench. And yet, even what appears to be, a compromise, a genuine compromise, because quite frankly, I think the president, if he could, probably would, have picked somebody who's, blatantly more progressive, on a lot of the issues that the president cares about. But this clearly is a nomination based on experience, and on demeanor and on bringing people together. And they won't even meet with him. They won't even hold a hearing. Now, if they don't want to vote for him, they can vote no. And if he doesn't get the majority of votes, then he doesn't become Supreme Court. He's get on the Supreme Court. But to sit on your hands and leave a vacancy in the Supreme Court for no reason other than just politics is just a lousy thing to do to the country. And I hope they lose seats because this is political malpractice by the Senate Republicans, and it shouldn't be tolerated. And if they get away with this, you're going to see more and more of this in the future, and that's bad for the country.
Do you see any way in which the judge can be confirmed on the Supreme Court?
Well, I think if there's enough pressure on some of these senators, on Senator Grassley in particular from Iowa, who has a race coming up, maybe he'll come to his senses. I think the only way this is going to move is if people across this country, and not just Democrats, but thoughtful Republicans and independents say, look, not everything has to be about politics, and not everything has to be about trying to, give this president a cold shoulder. I mean, every once in a while, you got to put the country first, and there's absolutely no reason to not hold hearings and have a thoughtful debate on whether or not Judge Garland should be on the Supreme Court. I think if it came up for a vote, again, based on what Republicans have said about in the past, it's unimaginable to me that he wouldn't be approved. So I hope that we can get to that point. And I think with enough pressure, maybe Grassley will agree to rethink his position.
So that becomes very political too. In other words, they're defending at least the six major seats that are in trouble. And if those guys think they're going to lose, how could they? And they think they're going to lose over this issue. Isn't it time to fold now?
Well, you would think, but I'm not sure they're convinced they're going to lose over this issue. I'm not sure they're convinced that this is a political minus for them amongst their base. It may be, amongst the general electorate. I mean, in a November election. But I think some of these guys are worried about primary challenges, yep. And not appealing enough to the right-wing extremes of their party. But I agree. I mean, I think this is one of the reasons why people hate Washington, is because they look at this and they say, it just doesn't work. Now, I think people could understand if you have a problem with the nominee, if there's something that he said or something that he did or a ruling that, bothers you a great deal. I think people can understand that kind of discussion, but they don't understand this attitude of I'm not even going to talk about it. We're not going to do any hearings. We're going to embrace inaction. We're going to do nothing. And I think that symbolizes everything that people hate about Washington.
Well, Jim McGovern, as you know, the Senate, the other house, you're in the Congress, of course, in the House of Representatives, but the Senate is up for grabs this year. Wouldn't you think that they could see that? Forget about what's good for the country. I'm talking about what's good for them.
Yeah, I would like to think they would see that, but they don't, and at least not yet. And you know, I think they're more concerned about their hardline right wing base than they are about the general public. Look, I think a lot of these senators who continue to not want to allow hearings, not want to give this guy a fair shake, I think those senators are going to be in jeopardy. I think people, again, not just Democrats, I think independents, and I think thoughtful Republicans, I think despise this dysfunction, and want everybody here to do their job. And doing your job means taking a stand and not hiding behind, your leadership that says that we're going to wait till the next president. Let's be honest. So the next president is Hillary Clinton. I mean, do you think they're going to give her any easier time if it's a Republican Senate with her Supreme Court nominee? Wait, please. This is them kicking the ball down the road, hoping that the next president will be a Republican, probably Donald Trump. It looks like their nominee, and that they'll get they'll get somebody more in the tradition of Scalia than somebody who's a moderate who, by all accounts, is judges fair, like Chief Judge Garland.
I only have 3 minutes left, Jim, so I wanted to ask you, because something caught my eye, that you've been working with the New England Patriots on school meals. What's that all about?
Well, I'm a big believer that school breakfasts and school lunches are incredibly important, not only to give our kids nutrition, but so that our kids can learn. I mean, I believe that a meal in school is every bit as important to a child's ability to learn as a textbook. If you go to school hungry, you can't focus. You're not going to pay attention. You're not going to learn. And so the New England Patriots have joined with a number of us and talking about the importance of good nutritious meals in school. I was with Devin McCourty, one of the Patriots players, and others, and the whole organization. And he talked about how he grew up and, was the beneficiary of school breakfasts and lunches in school. He also talked about how when he practices, with the Patriots or getting ready for a game, how Coach Belichick tells him, make sure you eat, a good breakfast before you come on the field, because you will not perform as well, on an empty stomach. And so, it's important to remind people that these programs exist. Not every school offers breakfast programs in Massachusetts and certainly across the country. There's a move in Washington to try to lower the nutritional standards on our breakfast and lunch program, which to me is just insane. Why anybody would want to champion that is beyond me. But we want to make sure that everybody has access to a breakfast and lunch at school, a nutritious breakfast and lunch. It's good for their health, and it's good for their ability to learn. And I was thrilled to be at Gillette Stadium when we did this big event, talking about the benefits of these programs.
I only have a minute, but I wanted to ask you real fast, who made your breakfast?
Who made my breakfast today?
No, who made your breakfast when you were a kid?
Oh, when I was a kid, my mother did. I love my mother, but I got to tell you, I grew up in an era when there wasn't a big emphasis on nutrition. I'm the Twinkie and Coke generation, I'll be honest with you. But look, it's not just low-income kids. I mean, kids of all backgrounds, oftentimes the meal they miss the most, because they're always in a hurry, is breakfast. And yet that is the most important meal of the day. My grandmother used to say it to me all the time, don't leave until you eat your breakfast. It used to annoy me. I wish she was still alive so I could say, you were right. Breakfast
is
important, especially for a kid in school. If you're hungry, you cannot learn. And if you can't learn, you're not going to get ahead.
Great to talk to Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District Democrat in office since 1997. Jim, it's always fun when you come
by. Thank you.
I hate to say it because I keep agreeing with you. I hate to do that. But with anybody. But thank you. And when we come back the next time, we'll find out about your trip to Cuba.
All right.